Hello, I'm Marion Waite and I'm talking to George Roberts for FSL T13 about teaching groups.
Hi Marion.
Okay George, can you tell me what you do when you approach teaching groups?
Well, when I think about teaching groups, I think about three things. I think about purpose, I think about process, and I think about product.
Okay, thank you George. Can you tell me about the process for teaching groups that you've taken in the design of this course?
Wow, okay. The process for teaching groups in this course has involved preparing people to undertake peer feedback activities. The first two activities have been about individuals submitting a piece of work and then giving or receiving feedback from several others, maybe as many as four others, but not really a group conversation. It's several one-to-one conversations. In activities three and four, we are asking small groups of people to get together to discuss their micro-teaching activity and their virtual conference activity.
Thank you, George. You've outlined the group work activities in FSL T13. Can you tell me if there's any particular theories you draw upon when you're approaching group work?
Well, yeah, thanks, Marion. There are several ways that I think about it, mainly coming from conversational theory, Diana Lorillard's conversational theory, which postulates a discussion between learners and teachers. Is one. In order to have meaningful conversations between people, I think you need relatively small groups. The challenge to us as teachers is how we take a large group, whether that be a face-to-face lecture course or indeed a massive open online course, and break it down into clusters of people who can have those rich learning conversations which we believe are so important. That's why I talk about purpose, process, and product. Because when you're talking about the process of a group, it's how do you do the group formation. So many teachers will turn to the class and say, oh, will you just organize yourselves into groups, please? Well, I think you have to be quite a bit more directive than that, or at least you have to provide a structure within which group formation can be made explicit.
Thank you, George. That's really interesting. Now, I think what we'd like the participants of FSLT to do now is to go onto the wiki and look at some of the resources about group working and then consider joining the discussion forum. And what we'd really like to hear about is your own personal experiences of group work within your educational context. George and I look forward to seeing you there.
Yes. What we'd like you to do in the forum is to post examples of when you've been in groups, when you've done group work, which has been particularly successful, where you've felt good about it, where the outcomes were ones that you would have wanted. And don't really tell us about the detail of the event, but tell us what the criteria were for successful group work. Why did your groups work well? Thanks very much.